Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Masalgia. He's the Chief Executive Officer at Recyclico. Welcome back to the show, Zarko.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Zarko, what's new at Recyclico?
Well, as I mentioned at the end of the last podcast, Recyclico is going to be an exhibitor at the Fully Charged live event here in Vancouver from this weekend, so from September 8th to 10th. And I'll be speaking on one of those panels on the Saturday during the event at around 1 p.m. And the panel is going to be called Batteries, Are They Ethical, Sustainable, and Recyclable? So there's going to be a lot of interesting questions questions and answers coming from the panel and the audience. But I'll be actually joined by Rebecca Paisley from WSP, Ken Hendricks from the Automotive Retailers Association, and Sandy Monroe from the Monroe and Associates, or as some of you know as well from our Monroe Live video that came out last month. So I just want to thank everyone for who reached out for tickets. I know some will be flying in to see the event. Please stop by our booth. I really look forward to meeting everyone in person. We'll have our team there as well. So just kind of put a face to the names. Looking forward to some great conversations. And then later this month, we'll be also traveling to Taiwan to meet with our JV partner, Zenith, and, have some meetings with Zenith and some other companies as well, but as well visit the site location that we are designing and building our first commercial plant on, which will be in Taiwan. And also before our visit, Zenith's technical team will also be visiting us at the demonstration plant. And they're going to be observing our ongoing testing at the demonstration plant. They're going to be looking to understand kind of the different unit operations from so they themselves can prepare their team for the commercial construction and operation in Taiwan. They're going to be looking at through the different stages of leaching and impurity removal and the precursor production and lithium hydroxide production and lithium carbonate production. So, it's going to be quite a busy week when they visit as well, and then also when we visit. But, these initial steps of the JV will be some of the most critical to ensure a successful scale-up and a positive demonstration of our advanced process and business model, really to the rest of the world. And this first success, I think will help streamline further expansion as well. Because I think since the announcement of our commercial JV with Zenith, I've noticed personally myself that it's garnered just a lot of interest from the market. So I know we're just going to have a lot of eyes on us, and to see the success of this hydrometallurgical plant. And, maybe one more topic, I'd like to maybe discuss. Given I'll be doing quite a bit of talking this week at the Fully Charged event, but what I'm seeing kind of in the battery industry, it's quite clear that the battery industry itself has been a major recipient of some really big funding rounds that have been recently announced, even despite the shaky market in general. And some of these funding rounds have actually been in the battery recycling industry, just kind of gives a sense for where the interest is from others. And now I understand that our peers in the battery recycling industry are approaching the battery waste problem in a different way, and they do this by focusing on the construction of a large facility. They'll focus on processing waste from multiple sources, but I also believe this falls prey to, I think, one of the biggest risks in the recycling industry, which is the supply of battery waste. And without battery waste feed or this mixed batch of feed, it is going to really become difficult to manage the utilization of these large facilities. And these large facilities, keep in mind, are also going to require a lot more capital to build and operate, hence some of the very large funding rounds that have been announced. Now, Recyclical's nimble approach of working more strategically with partners to build a recycling solution that actually vertically integrates materials, the battery materials, in-house, promotes more of a, it allows for a low capital intensity facility with, not as high of cost. But then that also has the flexibility to expand modularly as the secure source of battery waste supply continues to grow as well. So now this is going to keep, costs down, operational costs down, and it's going to provide that flexibility as well to grow with the market. So these peer comps right now paint one kind of picture, but from Recyclical's perspective, we're really going to continue working on securing additional commercial JVs around the world using our advanced and efficient technology, and really demonstrating that, through the success of these JVs, how we can grow with the industry, and to be, one of those companies that really comes out as a success when it comes to battery recycling industry through a really long thought out process of how we're going to approach this, on a strategic level and for the long term supply of battery waste materials. That's all I really have for you today, Jim.
Zarco, for people new to Recyclico, what does the company do and where are you traded?
Yeah, Recyclico is a battery materials company focused on the recycling and upcycling of lithium-ion battery waste. We go directly from not just recycling material, but also going directly into the battery-ready products, which are known as the precursor cathode active material and lithium hydroxide, where, we've taken this material and have been able to, send it to different companies who have made battery cells directly out of that material and have tested it for its performance as well. The company is publicly traded. Our shares are traded on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under ID4. And you can get more information on our website on www.recyclical.com.
Zarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Jim.
My guest has been Zarco Masalgia. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Recyclico. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on September 8th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.